Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne and Shelby are tied with 2. Luke has 4.
Oh, my goodness, Luke. Well done. We have flipped a coin. Shelby has elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. On Tuesday, Vladimir Putin supported an extended ceasefire with blank.
I should know this. Ukraine?
Yes, Ukraine. Senator Thad Cochran narrowly avoided defeat against his Tea Party opponent in a runoff election in blank.
Oh. I don't know. Florida.
Mississippi.
Okay.
A child's birthday party in Alaska was ruined / made awesome when blank happened.
A grizzly bear attacked them?
Close enough. A bear fell through the skylight and ate all the cupcakes.
Yeah.
This week, a handwritten lyric sheet of Like a Rolling Stone by blank sold for $2 million at auction.
Rolling Stones? Wait, like
Bob
Dylan?
Yes.
Yeah.
On Monday, Miami Heat player blank announced he'd be opting out of his contract and becoming a free agent.
LeBron?
Yes, LeBron James. After mishearing a question about the umpires, a Wimbledon player spent a few minutes sharing his opinion with the press on blank.
I don't know, women's rights.
No, on the role of vampires in tennis.
Mythologically?
Yeah, Latvian tennis player Ernests Gulbis had been asked a question about Wimbledon's umpires, and he thought they said vampires. And this is the thing. He's like, all right, I'm a professional tennis player. We must do press appearances. They asked me about vampires. I shall talk about vampires. And he finally realized his mistake, but not before letting the press and the tennis world know in general that he's definitely 100% Team Jacob. Bill, how did Shelby do in our quiz?
You know, Shelby got 4 right for 8 more points. She now has 10 and the lead.
All right, very well done. Roxanne, that means you're up next, fill in the blank. Following months of escalating conflict, Secretary of State John Kerry said Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki would form a new government in blank.
In Iraq.
Right. On Wednesday, House Speaker John Boehner threatened to sue blank for failing to carry out Congress's laws.
President Obama.
Right. Officials have accused Boko Haram of setting off the bomb that destroyed a mall in blank on Wednesday.
In Nigeria.
Right. On Wednesday, Representative Charlie Rangel narrowly won his Democratic primary in blank.
In New York City.
Yes. Probably. Authorities in Kazakhstan have dismantled a new monument honoring 19th century activists after locals said it looked like blank.
Oh, I forget. I saw this. Mickey Mouse.
No, it looks like 2 hobbits taking a selfie.
Okay.
And it does, too. Tim Lincecum became the second pitcher in Major League Baseball history to pitch 2 blanks against the same team.
No hitter.
Right. Best known for his roles in The Magnificent Seven and The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Actor blank passed away on Tuesday.
Eli Wallach.
Right. The BBC has apologized to users of its news app for sending them a breaking news alert that said blank.
It said, I can't remember.
It said, breaking news, no nudity in latest episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh.
The BBC explained they were just testing the app's functionality when the news alert was sent out to the users and ensured disappointed users that from here on out, they'd be reserving their breaking news notifications for alerting the public to important stuff, like the crisis in Iraq, or when there is nudity in Game of Thrones. Bill, how did Roxanne do?
She got 6 right for 12 more points. That gives her 14 points and the lead.
Well done. All right. How many, then, does Luke Burbank need to win?
5 to tie and 6 to win.
All right, Luke. This is for the game. This week, blank faced another controversy when he went to Chipotle and reached his arm over the sneeze guard.
President Obama.
Yes, on Wednesday, a federal appeals court in Utah upheld a ruling declaring the state's blank ban unconstitutional.
Gay marriage.
Right. Amid a continuing scandal, 2 senior officials at the Department of blank stepped down this week.
Veterans Affairs.
Right. On Monday, the Supreme Court allowed the EPA to continue curbing blank emissions.
Carbon.
Good enough. Greenhouse gas. A Minnesota man was arrested for burglarizing a home after he forgot to blank before leaving.
Record a prayer home companion.
No. He was arrested after he forgot to log off Facebook before leaving the home he broke into. With her win at the U.S. Women's Open on Sunday, Michelle Wee claimed her first major blank tournament.
Golf.
Right. Perky talk show host and former intern for Carl Castle, blank, was married at her home this weekend.
Katie Couric.
Yes. A North Dakota man was arrested for driving under the influence after he blanked, blanked, and then blanked.
Boy. North Dakota? North Dakota. Okay. Pub crawled?
No. After he fell out of his car, got run over by his own car, then gone back in his car and drove away.
That'll happen.
The man was in full sight of police when he tumbled from his car, which continued to move forward, and ran him over. He then got back up, jogged toward his open door, and stumbled back into the driver's seat before attempting to speed away from the police. He was quickly apprehended and put himself in handcuffs and played both good cop and bad cop during the interrogation. Bill, did Luke do well enough to win?
Well, he got 6 right for 12 more points, so with 16 points, Luke is the champion this week.
In just a minute.